Hey, what's up? It's your girl Seraph, and you are tuned in to the Victorious Podcast. Thank you guys for coming back. If you hear a rooster, it's where I live, okay? But thank you guys for coming back, and I hope you guys thoroughly enjoy today's episode of the Victorious Podcast, okay? So, without further ado, let's talk. So I am back, and the roosters are going at it in the background. Elijah is taking a nap, and Jeffrey is sleeping as well. The place is like super overcast, because I live in Jamaica. For anybody who doesn't know that, I live in Jamaica. Island girl. Ooh, ooh. And they say that there's some kind of storm out there. I need to check some meteorological website to see if we're still under threat from it. But dark right now, and I'm ready to make this podcast. I've been flaking on making this podcast for way too long. It needs to get done. I am ready, okay? I am ready to talk to you guys. But before we get into that, let's just set the premise of, because I know you see some changes, okay? I know you see a new thumbnail, right? I know you see a new background for my voice to just, you know, flow to your ears on, well, if you're not on Anchor, I post these on YouTube, so I do something else over there. But for the persons on Anchor, you see the little bongos right there at the transition. I'm just trying to play around with my content and just really try to have fun, because this is what I love to do. I love to create. My greatest self comes out when I create things, and that's one more proof that I am a child of God, because I'm a creative. I love it. It's my passion to create. And right now I just feel so happy. I have a big smile on my face. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Comment below if you hear the smile in my voice. But I'm really super excited. And I just want to talk about what the Victorious Podcast is supposed to do. The Victorious Podcast is supposed to make sure that you live a victorious life. What's that? When you have joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. That's the victorious life, because constantly the enemy is barking at us, shouting at us to say, be depressed, kill yourself, you're not worth anything. You know, he's constantly shouting out things that he wants us to grasp and just hold on to and say, hey, this is my identity, I'm just going to work with it. He's constantly trying to get us to do that. But our lives should be lived in such a way that we are victorious, where it doesn't matter our circumstances. We know that he gets the raw end of the stick, the bat, this, you know, the raw end of the deal. And we get to be with Yah. We get to be with Elohim. We get to be with our Adon in heaven, you know. And the reason why I'm talking about heaven and not just, you know, having success here on the earth is because not everybody is going to see great heights of success. Let's be honest. Ezekiel was a weeping prophet. He was not a David, was he? But yet you do have a David and you have an Ezekiel, and they still worship the same God. Right? And so what I'm trying to get you to understand is that no matter where we are in life, we're all winning once we have Christ. It doesn't matter your station. If you know Jesus and you're homeless, best believe you are in the best. You're probably like the most blessed homeless person, because you have Jesus. And it might take a while for you to grasp that reality. But even if you don't see it, and you, I pray that I don't offend anybody by saying this, because I'm not saying that homelessness is nice. I've never been homeless myself, but I can honestly understand that it can't be a nice situation. So I'm not making fun of that. I'm not trying to downsize that or downplay it. What I'm saying is that even though you might feel really messed up in your situation, if you know Jesus, whether you realize it now, but eventually you will, that you're gonna see that, hey, gosh, it's better that I had Jesus and be homeless than not have Jesus and be homeless. It's two different experiences, right? Completely different experiences. So Yeah, so I just want everyone to know that, hey, no matter your station in life, the victorious life is when no matter what kind of situation we find ourselves in, we are grateful, we are thankful, we are peaceful. Yeah, so joy and peace in the Holy Ghost is the victorious life. You have victory over everything else that says to you and screams at you, you should not be happy right now. And yet you are. And that is victory. So I just want to celebrate persons right now who have gotten to that stage. And if you're working on getting to that stage, you will get there eventually. Now, let me be honest with you. I don't know where I'm at there, where I'm at with my journey, but I'm willing right now to say that I'm going to share it with you because I have a story today. Like, I literally have something to tell you guys what happened. Okay. So, for the past couple of months, I've been at home. Well, home is different now because we're not living in our own apartment anymore. We had to move back in with my parents, which is, it is what it is. If anybody has ever left home because of their parents and then had to come back because they couldn't afford to live apart, then you kind of know how I feel right now or how I felt. And so coming back over, it was a whole, like, whenever you're transitioning with God, it's always just like brace yourself for impact. I don't know, it's really not easy whenever you go through any kind of transition with God. It's uncomfortable as heck, it's confusing, it's just a whole lot of stuff. But you can rest assured that once you get through the transition, you'll understand, it'll make sense, right? So you just have to hold on to the fact that, hey, it'll make sense soon, it'll make sense soon, it'll make sense soon, and just wait and ride it out until it makes sense, okay? And so during this time I've been here, a whole bunch of things happened, like a whole bunch of things happened, and I just had to be waiting for it to make sense, right? So one of the things that happened was I came into a little bit of money, and it was to help us to kind of like get our taxi business to a level where we could, make some serious money, like make some decent money now, because we didn't have a bunch of bills to pay, so we're trying to capitalize on that, right? And so once I get that money, we invested into the vehicle. Now the vehicle's supposed to go make some money. The vehicle was down for like 2 weeks. Can you believe that? Like 2 weeks, no income. Not only that, it was not returning a profit, but eating away at the money that we put into it. So when it finally got fixed and we were able to now work, we were basically right where we started at, which alone was depressing. And I had already been battling with depression, not wanting to worship, not wanting to pray, none of that, right? And then come to this week where we might not have a lot of investment, but we're still in a point where we can start making some money. And boom, Jeffrey goes to work yesterday, and the police take the car. They seize the car because he parked somewhere that he wasn't supposed to park. And we know that he wasn't supposed to park there, but we already know what the real problem is. It's the enemy. He even told me that he had gotten into a couple of things with a couple of passengers all morning, and know that the enemy was just like really trying to get at him about, get at him. And so when he told me how he had to spend all the money that he had worked the day before and that particular day to get the car out of the pound, he was just devastated. And I remember him coming home and he telling me, and I just heard him, and I felt for him. I knew that he felt really horrible, but I had a peace about it. Like, I had a peace about it. And I was angry at the same time because I knew the enemy stole from him, but I still had a peace about it. I was like, okay, we can do this again. Don't worry, we can get back out there. We'll get it back. It's fine. And so I can't, I was in the room. I just was talking to him, and I just had a peace about it. And he left the room, and I was just telling the Lord, thank you for, he could have come, he didn't have to come back home. That's one thing. He could have crashed and died, God forbid. Two, I could have gotten a call to say, hey, he's in the hospital, please come up here. No, he's not, he's whatever. But he's walking up and down, his limbs work, he's alive, he got the car back, which is like the biggest thing. And in itself, like, where they would normally, like, you got 2 pounds in Montego Bay, because that's where we live. he could have possibly, the car could have possibly got sent to another pound. That would have been 40,000 Jamaican to get it back. But by the grace of God, it was sent to the one that only cost like 8 grand. And I think it was basically because of the offense too. He wasn't trying to like load where he parked. He just went to get some soup because he was hungry. And he parked there to just jump in to get some soup. So it was by the grace of God why we, one, he's not hurt. Two, yes, they took his money. But three, he got the car, right? And he's not ill. He's able to still drive and get, and still be able to go out there and work for his family. So I just remembered being in the kitchen after he told me this, and I was washing the dishes. And whenever I sweep, like I love to sweep because, and sometimes I like washing the dishes because my mind gets empty. I think a lot. Like the battlefield of my mind is just that, it's a battlefield. And so I deal with a lot of control or capture the thoughts that come into my mind. The enemy uses my mind to attack me a lot. And so I'm in the kitchen washing, just washing dishes, and boom, I hear something slither, like I feel something slither up next to me and say, so how are you gonna do this now? And how are you gonna do that? And immediately it was as if, because listen to me, I've had these thoughts come to me many times and I've never been able to just destroy them the way I did this one. And it was not me, it was literally just the Holy Spirit. I said no, and I said I am victorious. That's not going to change a thing. And I just declared that I was victorious. And I'm telling you, I could feel this entity shrink so fast when I told it that greater is he that is in me than it. Meaning, greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world, which is all of them. And I felt the energy shrink to something so tiny. I was just so overjoyed. And I don't care what the enemy says about me. He is a liar and a father of liars. Father of lies. Nothing that he says about me is true. Everything that the Lord says about me is true, and I will have everything that God has for me. And guess what? I'm taking every single last one of you with me. I hope you're ready for the ride. I know I am. Thank you guys again for listening to the Victorious Podcast. I just want to end the podcast with what the Holy Spirit told me. After that encounter, he said to me, whenever I am creating a weapon of war for the to use against the enemy, I have to test the metal. So I leave these words with you. Whenever you're seeing, you know, just like little fires all over the place around you, that's the Lord. Some of the times it's the Lord trying to test the metal. To test to see how much you've grown from your battles, how much have you learned, how much have you absorbed, how much have you retained, or how much more has his spirit over, you know, has how much more control does his spirit have over your spirit? Because as I said before, the Holy Spirit was the one that did that. I didn't. And so allow the Lord to test your metal.